Thank you all. And there was a method to my madness here because I wanted to make our speaker tonight feel a little bit more comfortable. I met them at another meeting, which I usually go to at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I thought it would be really good that they could share their experience, strength, and hope with us. And they came all the way from Moscow to do that. And I'm absolutely incredibly appreciative that Erin has graciously given us an opportunity to hear her experience, their experience, strength, and hope. I apologize for that. So, Erin, great to have you here. Please share with us. You can share as long as you're comfortable. So don't look at the clock. We do end at 8:30, but just share as long as you like, and I'll leave it to you. Thank you.
Hello, thank you so much, Michael. My name's Erin. I'm an addict.
Hi,
Hi,
Erin.
Hi,
Welcome.
Erin. Welcome.
It's so warm in here and lovely. Thank you all for having me. It's honestly it's my first main share ever. So sorry if I don't make any sense, but yeah, I'm gonna start with my experience. I came to NA by chance, complete chance. I had a friend and I knew I used with her some years ago, 6 years ago, we used together, but then she ended up in in rehab and then started living clean, and I knew about that, and she included me in her 9-step. I remember it was 3 years ago, and I remember how I was using last year from through from the end of January to the end to the 1st of May, and then I just stopped and I kept drinking because I didn't think that alcohol was my problem. I only drank every day. Not with in May, not a lot, but every day still, and I didn't think I had a problem with that, but drugs are not very appreciated in the society, so I always knew that drugs are bad, and for some it somehow happened that I didn't use for drugs for a month and a half when I came to NA the first time, and I always think I believe my higher power brought me there here because I texted that friend who was in recovery and asked her what she was doing this evening, that evening. And she was like, "I'm going to an NA meeting," and I'm like, out of the blue, "Can I go with you?" He was like, "Of course you can." So I went there and I like the acceptance that I got, the love and the atmosphere that I felt there. It was like I found the thing that I was always looking for, and it made me want to quit drinking because I heard that alcohol is a drug, and I was like, what? So my that friend who took me to my first NA meeting, he talk some sense into me. I was like, I really want to go to meeting, but I'm embarrassed because I drink all the time. She's like, just stop. I'm like, what? And like, yeah, just stop. And I was like, no, hell no. And then I tried, like, my feelings, like, I remember taking a zero alcohol beer instead of a usual one, and that's how my clean time started. I just, like, gave myself a chance. Like, I was like, I can always go back to using. Nothing's stopping me. So I tried and I loved it. Like, immediately, I saw the changes immediately, and they keep happening. And in recovery, I found myself. I found my identity. I finally could love myself, and I crushed I mean, not I did, but my beliefs were crushed. My beliefs about myself. I was convinced that I wasn't capable of love, and it turned out that I am very much so. And yeah, I was in before recovery. I was going to see, like, my psychiatrist, and was on therapy, but it didn't really make any difference because I was still using, and I didn't think that that was the problem. And like, right now, NA in recovery and the steps and being clean is the thing that was missing from me living a happy and healthy life. Because, like, I was trying to build my house without a foundation, and NA is my foundation, and living clean, and meetings and everything. Like, right now, I have a full-time job, and it's like a miracle, because I was sure nobody would take me, because the only thing I'm good at is speaking English. I got disappointed in working in linguistics, like teaching or translating or interpreting. Like, I was like, no, this isn't for me. But this is my only skill, so I was like, no, I'm destined to do, like, side jobs, like hand out leaflets. Not that it's a bad thing, but yeah. And through NA, yeah, I got my job through NA, because I saw a guy that was kind of cute, and I asked for his number, and somehow he got me my job that I have now, and I'm grateful, and my life is changing constantly, and for the better. And to connect my share with the reading, I just remembered, I shared this today actually, about the quotes that I have on one of my cards. It says, "When I think I've surrendered, I surrender more." And my default mode is to overthink and to get anxious and worried, and the program's given me, like, an opposite idea of that I can surrender everything to my higher power, and it will all work out, and whatever the outcome is the best for me. And I used to say this as a mantra a lot of times, like when I'm really nervous about what's gonna happen, I'm like saying to myself, like, whatever the outcome is the best for me, and over and over. And usually it is, like, and even if I don't see it at the beginning, it's later on I can see clearly that, like, before having this job, I got turned down at three places, I think, that I really wanted to go to. But my half hour knows better, and she's like, "No, you got, I have something better for you in store, so you just wait." And yeah, my life is so much better now. I just feel like before coming to NA, I was lost, and now I'm found, and it's so beautiful, and I'm really, really grateful. Yeah, thank you for listening to me. Hope you got something out of it, and you all have a great day. Lots of love. Sending you a big hug.